Welcome to Safety in the Home.
If an older person is living independently or has moved into your home, there are things you can do to make the home safer and reduce the chance of accidents. First, take a tour of your home and take notes for each room. There are four major concerns you should attend to: lighting, floor covering, furniture and furnishings, and temperature. Good lighting can prevent accidents from occurring. Good lighting would include lights at the front and back doors and all other house entrances. Light switches should be easily reached and easy to operate. You may need to use extension devices or have an electrician lower the switch if necessary. There should be light switches at the entrance to each room to prevent walking in the dark. You might consider motion-activated lights instead of switches for hands-free operation. Install three-way switches to provide better access and control of lighting, especially in stairwells and corridors. Use automatic nightlights in halls or bathrooms to keep these areas from being completely dark. For reading, be sure the bulbs are bright enough and that there are enough lamps for adequate lighting. And for emergencies, flashlights with fresh batteries should be kept in easily reachable spots around the house. The type of floor covering can contribute to falls, a big problem for some older people. If your family member has a problem with walking, consider using low-pile carpet and reducing padding to provide a more solid footing. And nail down the carpet if necessary. Get rid of scatter rugs which can slide underfoot and place non-slip treads on stairs both in and outdoors. Remove door sills between rooms if they create an obstacle to wheelchairs or walkers, or increase the possibility of tripping. Avoid highly waxed wood floors which are slippery, and keep floors free of extension and electrical cords and other clutter that may be tripping hazards, especially in corridors and foyers. The right type of furniture in the right place can be a big help in providing for the safety and comfort of the older family member. You should make sure the furniture is arranged to allow room for walking, especially if a walking aid is used. And use furniture that won't tip over in case the person needs to hold on to it. Eliminate chairs with wheels or remove them. Use chairs and beds that are high enough to get in and out of easily and that have arms and cushioned seats. Maintaining a comfortable temperature can help a person feel better and stay healthier. Ask the person what is comfortable for them. Don't judge by your own feelings, because older people have different tolerances for heat and cold than you do, and may feel uncomfortable at temperatures that are comfortable to you. Provide air conditioning, which can be vital to people with breathing problems. Avoid extreme heat, which causes drowsiness and dryness of mouth and nose. And, if necessary, use portable humidifiers to eliminate dryness in the air. Label the thermostat with large lettering and numbers, and use tape to show which direction the control needs to go to increase and decrease the temperature. You may need to put a light near the thermostat to make it easier to read. There are two rooms that need special attention: the bathroom and the kitchen. Bathrooms can be very hazardous, but there are a number of things that can be done to make the bathroom safer. Use wall-to-wall, low-pile, rubber-backed carpets that don't interfere with walking aids such as walkers and canes. Use strong towel racks and shower curtain rods that won't break down if used for support. Put in grab bars along the tub wall, on the side of the tub, and near the toilet. Use a rubber mat or other non-slip surfaces in the tub, and if needed, install a permanent seat. Install a handheld shower head to help the person control and direct water when bathing. Change the faucet on the sink to one that has separate hot and cold water handles that are easy to turn. Lower the hot water temperature to avoid scalding. 110 to 120 degrees is plenty hot. Elevate the toilet seat to make getting up easier, and make sure the toilet paper is in easy reach. The kitchen also has many hazards, and care should be taken to make it as safe as possible. You might want to keep the stove light on all day if the kitchen tends to be dark. The most often used supplies and equipment should be stored in easy-to-get-to places. Keep this room brightly lighted but non-glaring. Use D-shaped pull handles for drawers instead of hard-to-grasp knobs. And make sure cabinet doors and drawers open easily. Have microwave and toaster ovens available for convenience, and give instructions about how to use them. You may need to post instructions nearby for quick reference. If practical, use wall racks to hang things in easy-to-use locations. Place rubber mats or racks in sinks to prevent breakage when less steady hands drop things. Replace heavy pots and pans with lighter ones. And if you have smoke detectors, which you should, be sure they are not too near the cooking area where they might be set off by normal cooking activity. If they are triggered too often with normal activity, you may be tempted to disconnect them and defeat their purpose. With some care and attention, you can help your family member be safe, whether in your home or theirs.